So Jesus ascends on Thursday, and the disciples are instructed to go to the upper room in Jerusalem. And they are to wait. They are to wait. Are you good at waiting? Do you find yourself sometimes getting upset? You're at the restaurant and you're waiting for your food to arrive. Not to get too stereotypical here, but maybe you're about to go out for a night out in the evening, and a spouse is waiting for the other spouse to get ready. I'm not going to say it's usually the husband waiting for the wife to get ready, all right? I'm not going to say that. A lot of the husbands are laughing at that. I'm waiting for Monsignor Doman to do some work around here. Still waiting. Why do we wait? There can be joyful waiting in anticipation of a good event, like the way that kids wait for Christmas Day to arrive. But often there's waiting when we're anticipating maybe some bad news. And the waiting there is filled with anxiety, frustration. Maybe we're waiting for our test results from a doctor. Maybe we're waiting for a teenage daughter or son to come home when they broke curfew. And in the midst of the waiting, we think of every possible scenario that can go wrong, real or imaginary. Sometimes we think of the impossible and we worry about that. So waiting can be one of joy, but I want to talk about the waiting that sometimes while we wait, we're filled with distress and anxiety. I can only imagine, and I could be wrong on this, we don't know from sacred scripture what the apostles and the Blessed Mary were like in the upper room. But imagine, put yourself in their shoes. Jesus ascends on Thursday, and they're waiting in the upper room. And we know now they're going to be waiting for 9 whole days. At what day would you start cracking? I think I wouldn't make it till Saturday or Sunday. I'd start to panic. Jesus has left us. He talked about the spirit thing. I have no idea what it is. Am I doing it right? Why does God have us wait? That's the key. We don't like to wait, but God loves to have us wait. It's a spiritual tool he likes to use. We see throughout the Old Testament that there's figures that wait. Jacob, for example, waited 7 years for his wife, Rachel. Imagine that. Imagine being married to somebody that waited 7 years for you. Wow. We know the Israelites in the desert waited 40 years before they could enter the Promised Land. And now the apostles are instructed to wait. Why? It's a period of formation for God. The most important component sometimes in our spiritual lives isn't the end result, but it's the preparation period, the waiting period for that moment. God is forming us. He's getting us ready. It's a question that we wrestle with. The question is this: do you trust him? Do you trust that what he said will come to fruition? Because again, I can imagine the apostles doubting the appearance of the Spirit. They don't even know what it looks like. They don't know what to expect. I can only imagine them doubting, getting scared. And that's why we hear a rare appearance at the end. Actually, this is the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, but at the end of the story, we hear about a rare appearance of our Blessed Mother. And I can only imagine that it's our Blessed Mother who's the rock, who's the cornerstone amongst those apostles, encouraging them to remain faithful and to trust that Jesus will deliver on his word. God has us wait not only to form us, but to get us on our knees and to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament, who with St. Jose Maria Escriva said that in the Blessed Sacrament, in the tabernacle, God is waiting for us. Waiting is also God's opportunity to draw us closer to him in prayer. Because once we start filled with anxieties and we get scared, what do? Hopefully, we then turn to God and we pray. God uses the waiting period as an opportunity to bring us much closer to him. And then hopefully then to also build our trust. Because once the trust is built, then the love increases. The more we trust somebody, the more we also love them. So the apostles for now 9 full days, and on the 10th day, their prayers have finally been answered. When you feel yourself waiting and getting anxious and frustrated, go on your knees and pray. Wait patiently and trust that the good God will deliver on his promises to you. May God bless you.